Number 10, 1 Peter 3, 3 through 5, ladies, write that down. A priority of beauty. A wife who believes her primary ministry is marriage will be keeping herself beautiful, especially in the inner person. But it doesn't hurt to do the outer person too. It's important. But I just had the sweetest, in fact, we were a little late because my 11-year-old was sitting on my lap, who is going to be babysitter because John and Estelle are off to a class, an evening class, and so Julia's got the helm tonight. And she was sitting on my lap, and I was telling her, you know, take care of the kids and, you know, everything. And I said, did you know that you are a beautiful young lady? She went like that. I said, you really are. I said, you most of all look like your mother. Yeah, it's so sweet. You know, they're at that age where they really want to hear what you think they look like. It starts a lot earlier, but boy, it's important, the young ladies. I said, and you know what, Julie? I said, you're so beautiful. You got to make a choice. I said, are you going to let everybody know how beautiful you are? I says, by the way you dress. I said, all of your friends are making choices. And I said, you got to make one too. And I went right, this is what I went through with her. 1 Peter 3, don't let your adornment be merely outward. Arranging your hair, wearing gold, and getting the clothes that most accentuate the way God made you. But let it be the hidden inner person. And I told her, I said, did you know, I didn't even know your mother was beautiful. For, I'd say, at least the first week. I mean, we went out every day. And I remember, after our first week of going out, I still remember going like this. And I looked at Bonnie, I said, you are beautiful. I mean, I only had seen her eyes. I mean, she never saw my car. I told you this last year, but the first 8 times we went out, I took her out in a different car. I took her out in a stretch limousine, an off-road vehicle, a Mercedes 560. I took her out in a, souped-up hot rod Camaro. I can't remember all the cars. I worked for a neurosurgeon who had 8 cars, and I borrowed each one a night. And you know what? On the 9th night, I brought my old rusted Michigan Caprice, a 72, that was 17 or however many, 11 years old then. And I said, I'm sorry about my car. And she looked at it. She says, why? She said, it's been nice every night. She'd never noticed the other 7 cars that I had, or 8, or whatever. But the priority of beauty. Number 11, ladies, and I'm going to just give you the references because I want to get to the men, give them equal time. A priority of devotion. I put 1 Peter 3, 1, 2, and 7. Wives, be submissive to your husband, even if they don't obey the word, that they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. One of the things that inspires me about my wife is how much she gets out of God's word. I mean, this is my profession. I mean, I'm in the Bible all the time, backwards, forwards. I sort it, I study it by word, by letter, by sequence, Hebrew, Greek, Ugaritic, and, you know, whatever. And Bonnie can just look at a passage and her, what I call here, devotion is so amazing. And she puts an emphasis on that, and that is one of her priorities.